A reading from the book of Sirach. When a sheaf is shaken, the husks appear. So do one's faults when one speaks. As the test of what the potter molds is in the furnace, so in tribulation is the test of the just. The fruit of a tree shows the care it has had. So too does one's speech disclose the bent of one's mind. Praise no one before he speaks, for it is then that people are tested. The word of the Lord. A reading from the first letter of St. Paul to the Corinthians. Brothers and sisters, when this which is corruptible clothes itself with incorruptibility, and this which is mortal clothes itself with immortality, then the word that is written shall come about. Death is swallowed up in victory. Where, O death, is your victory? Where, O death, is your sting? The sting of death is sin, and the power of sin is the law. But thanks be to God, who gives us the victory through our Lord Jesus Christ. Therefore, my beloved brothers and sisters, be firm, steadfast, always fully devoted to the work of the Lord, knowing that in the Lord your labor is not in vain. The word of the Lord.
Thank you. Dominus vobiscum.
Et cum spiritu tuo.
Lectio Sancti Evangelii secundum Lucam.
Gloria tibi, Domine.
Jesus told his disciples a parable. Can a blind person guide a blind person? Will not both fall into a pit? No disciple is superior to the teacher, but when fully trained, every disciple will be like his teacher. Why do you notice the splinter in your brother's eye, but do not perceive the wooden beam in your own? How can you say to your brother, "Brother, let me remove that splinter in your eye," when you do not even notice the wooden beam in your own eye? You hypocrite, remove the wooden beam from your eye first, then you will see clearly to remove the splinter in your brother's eye. A good tree does not bear rotten fruit, nor does a rotten tree bear good fruit. For every tree is known by its fruit. For people do not pick figs from thorn bushes, nor do they gather grapes from brambles. A good person out of the store of goodness in his heart produces good, but an evil person out of a store of evil produces evil. From the fullness of the heart, the mouth speaks.
Verbum Domini.
All of us enjoy delicious fruits. We like it when they're vibrant with flavor, when they're juicy and sweet. Jesus today is telling us that a human being is like a tree that produces fruit. And he's saying that some trees produce this good fruit, this fruit that is refreshing, that is vibrant and robust. But he says other trees produce fruit that is rotten and stale. And so we as human beings, we have to examine ourselves to see what kind of fruit we are producing. St. Paul would tell us that the fruit of the Spirit is love, joy, peace, patience, kindness, goodness, faithfulness, gentleness, and self-control. These fruits of the Spirit, the Holy Spirit, are the very character of Jesus Christ. This is a good description of Jesus. And this is where we need to model our lives, by the fruits of the Holy Spirit, by Jesus Christ himself. And so today, Jesus is telling us, reminding us what we need to do. And as we look deeper into the gospel passage, Jesus is giving this sermon there, a Sermon on the Mount. This teaching can be a little heavy. Often when we're trying to grow in virtue, because virtue will help us have these fruits. The cardinal virtues, of course, the theological virtues. And Jesus is saying today that there are often times when we may get involved in too much judging. No, the Lord calls us to do a good examination of conscience, to humbly see where we're at and who we are. But what happens at times is that we like to point the fingers, like put blame on people. No, like to criticize, accuse, even condemn. And that's why Jesus says that before you take the splinter out of somebody's eye, remove the wooden beam in your own. See, what happens at times is that, you know, we may be struggling with certain vices, you know, certain iniquities or habitual sin that we may be ashamed of, and that could be even very difficult to face in ourselves. And what is needed here is the Lord's healing. However, often we cover it up. And how do we cover it up? Again, by blaming, criticizing, accusing, condemning, judging. No, in this way. And so it makes it look that, hey, we're out there telling the truth and all that. We're out there pointing out what people are doing wrong. But we need to see what we're doing inside here. See, to be truly humble is to be able to acknowledge the truth about ourselves, to see who we really are in the Lord. And to do this well, we need to look to Jesus. Jesus here speaks about a teacher. He is the master teacher. He is the teacher we follow. See, but out in the world, you know, it's very easy to fall into this trap of always being so critical and negative and accusing and judging and all that, because that's what you see out in the world. No, people really thrive on this. Now, in their social media posts or even in the news media, sadly, even in some Catholic media, all they're doing is pointing out people's faults and pointing the finger. No, and then by us watching this stuff, no, it sometimes becomes a part of us. Then we start to do that. Then, like, some of this even starts to trend. No, and this could be very dangerous. So we need to be careful what we watch, what we take in, that is not so negative. Remember, like, we need to watch things that are good for the soul. Yeah, we need to see the news and stay informed, but if it's dragging us down, making us so critical and condemning and angry all the time, maybe we should watch a different channel. Or maybe we should just read it straight from the news, the newspaper or online news, and not watch things. No, we have to be careful. And so here is where we look to the teacher. And Jesus, as we look to the teacher, this is where we want to grow in, like the teacher, taking on his character, those fruits of the Spirit I spoke about. And Jesus, who is the teacher, as he says here, starting out in the gospel, He says, can the blind lead the blind? Jesus is not blind. Jesus is illumination. He's light. And he's the one who leads us forward to the Father, to the kingdom of heaven. And so now in these days coming up to Lent, this is a good opportunity to do a good examination of conscience there and to see where we're really at. And if we have trouble facing our faults, our sins, here is Jesus who's, remember, in these fruits of the Spirit. He's love, joy, peace, patience, kindness, goodness, faithfulness, gentleness. Jesus is kind and gentle, full of love. You know, he's there to help us, not to condemn. That's why he says in the book of John, he did not come to condemn the world. He came to save the world. He came to help us up. Help us to grow in holiness, to have a relationship with him, to raise us up in him through the power of his grace that is inside of us, that we may grow in his likeness. And so Jesus is here only to help us. And that's where we got to go, is to the gentle, kind Jesus Christ. He's the one who truly understands you. And so you take it to him and say, okay, Lord, I need some healing. You know, I need some strength to be able to see myself, you know, so that I can improve. And the Lord will help you. You know, as we've gone in our spiritual lives, you know, we can look back. You know, there's a lot of things, yeah, we got to improve on. But the Lord, in his gentleness, he doesn't give us everything all at once, because that may be overwhelming. He'll tell us a little bit at a time. He'll light something up, some darkness in us, you know, so that we can draw closer to him. But yet, at the same time, again, you know, we can't be so out there pointing fingers at everybody. We got to start right here. And so, now, looking to Jesus, we place ourselves in his hands. We put our head to his heart. We pray that we may be like Jesus, and that we may be good fruit, that we may live and walk in the power of the Holy Spirit, being the love, joy, peace, patience, kindness, goodness, faithfulness, gentleness, and self-control of Jesus Christ. God bless you all.